a retired NHLer, former Leaf, assistant coach now at the University of Moncton, P.A. Parenteau. Good morning, P.A.
Hi, how are you?
Really good, P.A. Would you, how's that $6.9 million a year sound to you right now? Would you take it? I mean, would you...
I'd come back for one more year.
we can do it on a prorated basis. I was wanted to ask you, when you were here, your Leafs, you're here. I mean, there was a lot of speculation about trades and trade deadline. You were having a great season. You were second leading scorer here. When you woke up that trade deadline day morning and then the sun goes down and you didn't move, did you expect to? Did you want to go to a contender potentially?
Yeah, it was kind of a, you know, I wasn't sure what I wanted really. I was glad to stay. I finished the season strong. It was fun. Mm-hmm. We had a pretty good group of guys, a lot of young guys. I was happy to stay in Toronto because realistically, you never really want to move, even if you're not playing for a top contender. You know, I've got to move the year after Nashville, and things didn't go that well for me because I couldn't find playing time in Nashville, so it was kind of hard. So looking back at it, not moving in Toronto was kind of good for me.
And so much is based on, you know, if you're a center, you look to your left, you look to your right. If you're a winger, who's my center, who you're playing with, and obviously playing with John Tavares. So what did you think when Tavares was going to join the Leafs on how, what kind of player this would make him? Because it was looked at him, and it always seemed like he was going to end up on a line with Mitch Marner and that he was going to make Marner better. And it almost seems like it's the other way around now.
Yeah, I think they're both making each other better, to be honest. When they signed, I was pretty happy for him and for the Leafs. You know, he makes the Leafs and Stanley better. You know, he does things right. He's exactly the kind of player that Babs love to have. You know, he plays the right way, and he plays with he's a heavy shift. He's out there, you know, doing his best. So they're going to be good for a real long time. He's going to be a big part of it.
P.A. Parenteau joining us. Hometown Hockey, by the way, Sunday night is in Dieppe, New Brunswick. We'll talk more about that game coming up. Let me ask you about playing as a Leaf with two guys who have obviously broken out, and especially Morgan Rielly this year. But what you saw when you'd be out there, you had a 20-goal season here with Morgan Rielly and Jake Gardner, what they bring and how their maturation's really been a big part of the Leafs escalating things the last couple of years and becoming an elite franchise.
Yeah, I mean, we all saw Morgan Rielly coming. When I played there, he was barely playing on the power play because I think the coaching staff and the organization wanted him to figure out his defensive side first, and he did just that. And then now he had a lot of power play time, and he's doing really good. He's moving the puck well. He's the best defenseman by a mile, and he's fun to watch. And when it comes to guards, I mean, he was a little more high risk, a little more out there, but I'm really happy the way he's playing this year. And then the year before, he's skating, and that's a big part of the game now. You know, you don't need defensemen that are used, that are just strong. He's doing everything out there. He's moving the puck well. He's moving his feet, and he's making a lot of plays. And I think, there's a lot of speculation that he's not going to be a Leafs for a long time, but it's going to be a tough call for them because guys like that, they don't grow on trees. You know, when you move the puck like that and you can move your feet that way, it's a big part of the game now.
Tell us what that's like as a guy. You were a very good, responsible player defensively. The advanced metrics show that, but you could also score. What does that do with a player that is a little more risk-reward? We all grew up watching, you and I would have grown up, Paul Coffey and a guy like Sandis Ozilinch, guys that took chances. What does that do to a forward that's on the ice at the same time? How much more aware do they have to be?
We as offensive forward, we like that. We like a guy that can move the puck, that's a little more risky. It's a big part of the game now. You know, you need to move the puck. You need to be able to skate and join the play offensively. So when I have a guy like on the ice, like Gus and Mike Riles with me on the ice, I'm pretty happy because I know I'm going to get more chances and I'm going to get more offensive.
I'm just I'm looking at some of the young players that you played with. When you were in Toronto, Gardner and Kadri were already 25. You played with a 20 and 21-year-old John Tavares. But I wonder what you saw in a very young Zach Hyman coming into the league and what he looked like then and what he's turned into now.
Yeah, well, when he came in Toronto, I played on his line for, I want to say, 25 games, 30 games, and he changed the whole line. I mean, the way he works, he's like, there's not many guys in the league like that that are that hunt the puck like he does, you know, behind the goal line, and he can also eat it and kill time with it. And he's a pretty unique player. He doesn't get that much credit, but I watch him a lot. I watch the Leafs quite a bit, and he's a big part of their success. And he's been a really good player, and I really enjoyed playing with him when I was in Toronto for that reason.
Pia Parenteau, our guest on Brady and Price. You played in Montreal and Toronto back-to-back. You would have been 10 years old when the Canadiens won the Stanley Cup in 1993. And maybe your year in Toronto, expectations were lower. We all can kind of see that it was about the future. It wasn't about that present team competing, for better or worse. Can you get a read on where the tougher market is to play, where there's more fun when a team gets good, Montreal or Toronto?
Well, I think they're both the same. You know, expectations are very high from the fans. Like you said, the year I played there, they weren't for many reasons. But most of the time in both markets, it's the two craziest market in hockey, that the fans know what they're talking about. They're really passionate. And I think it's fun. I mean, I enjoyed both markets. I had a really tough year in Montreal. I had a lot of injuries. Things didn't go my way, but I really enjoyed Toronto the year after. Although, like you said, the expectations weren't there, but those are fun markets to play in. If you're a hockey player, that's where you want to play, and that's where you want to win. There's no doubt about that.
P.A. Parenteau, you can catch him on Hometown Hockey on the broadcast this Sunday from Dieppe, New Brunswick, when the Flames take on the Coyotes at 2:30. Actually, you can drive from Dieppe to Moncton in about a minute. And so you're
if you run the light, yeah,
you can run like across the street, and you can go from Moncton, from Dieppe to Moncton. Now you're at the University of Moncton. I was there when they won the Canadian College Championship. I don't think people realize the competitiveness in the league down there, how nasty it is, and how many colleges are actually involved in this nastiness in that league down there.
Yeah, it's pretty good caliber. I was really surprised. I mean, my brother played for the Blue Eagles 5 years ago, so I watched a few games. My dad plays back in the days as well, so you know, it's a good caliber. It's really intense. There's not that many games. I think that's what makes it so intense. Every game's really important. You know, they're adults and they play with a lot of passion. I was really surprised, and I'm really enjoying myself there so far.
Did your dad play for Jean Perron?
He did. Yeah.
Fantastic. Because when they won the championship, that's one of the most was he on that championship team?
No, he wasn't. Oh, he missed it by a year.
Wow.
Yeah, he went after he left. Yeah.
All right. We'll be watching on Sunday. We thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, PA.
All right. Thank you, guys.